And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 11th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of the screenwriter Philip Dunn, born New York City, 1908, one of the organizers of the Writers Guild of America, and wrote many movies, including How Green Was My Valley and The Robe. It's the birthday of Joseph L. Mankiewicz, born in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, 1909, who won an Oscar for All About Eve in 1950, in which he gave Betty Davis the line, "Fasten your seatbelts, it's going to be a bumpy night." It's the birthday of the man who gave us the phonograph, the light bulb, the movie camera, Thomas Alva Edison, born in Milan, Ohio, 1847. It's the birthday of the man who said, "The less conscious one is of being a writer, the better the writing. And though reading is the best school of writing, school is the worst place for reading. Writing should be as spontaneous and urgent as a letter to a lover or a message to a friend who has just lost a parent. And writing is, in the end, that oddest of anomalies, an intimate letter to a stranger." Pico Iyer, born in Oxford, England, to Indian parents, who after college took a trip with a friend from California through Central America to Bolivia. He later said, "It's a great thing to take a journey like that when you're 17 or 18 because you're relatively reckless and you don't really know what the dangers are. And then once you've done it, anything seems possible. Went to graduate school at Harvard during the summers, got a job writing for a budget travel guidebook, traveled all around France and Italy and Greece, living on almost no money, sleeping in the gutters and under bridges, covering a different town each day, walking the streets, taking notes, writing it up in the evening. After he graduated, he got a job working for Time magazine. And when he was tired of being in offices, he took a vacation to Southeast Asia, fell in love with the place, decided to take a six-month leave of absence, traveled through 10 Southeast Asian countries in 3 months, and then spent 3 months writing the draft of his first book, Video Nights in Kathmandu. He's since published several more books, including the novel Abandon, a Romance. Here's a poem by Dana Joya, Marriage of Many Years. Most of what happens, happens beyond words. The lexicon of lip and fingertip defies translation into common speech. I recognize the musk of your dark hair. It always thrills me, though I can't describe it. My finger on your thigh does not touch skin. It touches your skin, warming to my touch. You are a language I have learned by heart. This intimate patois will vanish with us. It's only native speakers. Does it matter? Our tribal chants, our dances round the fire, perform the sorcery we most required. They bound us in a spell time could not break. Let the young vaunt their ecstasy. We keep our tribe of two in sovereign secrecy. What must be lost was never lost on us. Dana Joya's poem Marriage of Many Years from his collection 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.